Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
June 15, 1806. On the road again. There have been several editions of the journals. Today, in his edition, Elliot Cowes states that the Corps stopped and camped at the Weip Meadows, which is an error. The Corps left those meadows today and stopped at a site 8 miles upstream at a little meadow where they met the two hunters sent out yesterday. This spot is presently known as Crane Meadows, north of Lolo Creek in Clearwater County, Idaho. Captain Clark writes about this eventful day.
Collected our horses early with the intention of making an early start. Some hard showers of rain detained us until a.m., at which time we took our final departure from the Quamish fields and proceeded with much difficulty, owing to the situation of the road, which was very slippery, and with great difficulty that the loaded horses could ascend the hills and mountains. They frequently slipped down both ascending and descending those steep hills. At 9 miles, we passed through a small prairie in which was Quamish. In this place, Reuben Fields and Willard had killed and hung up 2 deer. At 2 miles further, we arrived at the camp of Reuben Fields and Willard on Collins Creek. They had arrived at this creek last evening and had killed another deer near the creek. Here we let our horses graze in a small glade and took dinner. The rain ceased and the sun shone. After dinner, detaining about 2 hours, we proceeded on, passing the creek 3 times and passing over some rugged hills or spurs of the Rocky Mountains, passing the creek on which I encamped on the 17th of September last, to a small glade of about 10 acres, thickly covered with grass and Quamish, near a large creek, and encamped. I had an extensive view of the Rocky Mountains to the south and the Columbian Plains for a great extent. Captain William Clark, June 15, 1806.
According to Sergeant Gass, the Corps departed the Weip Meadows with 60 horses. They encamped on El Dorado Creek in Idaho County, Idaho, making progress of 22 miles. Captain Lewis is still making scientific, biological, and zoological observations, including the Rocky Mountain hairy woodpecker, western kingbird, pileated woodpecker, and the broad-billed hummingbird. Tomorrow, deeper and deeper snow.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.